It's about a guy named Andy Stitzer who lives in Los Angeles, who works at sort of an electronics store. And he's a bit of a hermit, and his friends aren't really friends. His coworkers don't quite know what to make of him. One night, they invite him to a poker game, and it is revealed that he is, in fact, a virgin. And the rest of the movie involves them trying to facilitate him to lose his virginity, and his falling in love and building actual friendships with these guys and sort of coming out of himself. I just thought it was a funny notion that someone would have reached middle aged and just not lost his or her virginity. And but you know what? It's less about this guy trying to have sex and more about him growing up and embracing change and actually having a real relationship and just kind of finding love. So there's a very sweet quality to the movie as opposed to, you know, just the raunchy side, which there is, of course. There's definitely a raunchy side to it as well. I'm sure there are elements of Andy in me and vice versa, but exactly which ones, I don't know if I could even say. The virginity, probably not. Not for a while. But that was at one point an element of me, but it is no longer. And I have two kids that I can prove it to you. Well, what we tried to do is have kind of a mix of bawdiness but sweet sort of heartfelt love story, and have the characters play it on the real side. So it's not just out and out completely crazy, outrageous comedy. There is that aspect of it, but I think we walk a line between a love story and sort of a raunchy sex comedy. So it might be different in that regard. I think she's the type of actress who makes anyone better who appears opposite her. She's a phenomenal actress and very, very sweet person. So I had a great time with her. Judd is hilarious, and I completely trusted him in every facet of doing this. I feel lucky that I was hooked up with him because he's extremely smart and funny and has a good eye for things, and I just trust him. I trust his judgment and what he considers to be funny. We actually read a bunch of case studies and found about middle-aged virginity, and that the people we read about were not very different than the character that I play. They were just normal people who'd missed out on some opportunities and decided at one point to just kind of give up on the whole idea. But not emotionally damaged, not strange in any way, just sort of normal people kind of getting through life. And that's how we wanted to portray this character, just as a decent person who had a secret and was something that he needed to sort of get out in the open and deal with. We would do one take as scripted, and after that we kind of opened the doors for any sort of ideas or... We had so many great improvisers in the cast that we wanted to tap into that. We felt it was a very valuable resource to be able to let people just play around with their characters and explore. And we found all sorts of new jokes and beats and comedic opportunities within that. So it was great. Like the woman who plays my boss, when she's coming on to me in the movie and sort of offering herself up to me to be her love slave, all of that was improvised. She had sort of a structure that she worked from the script. But once we did a few takes, she evolved it and started singing the song to me, and it was hilarious. And, you know, there was no reason to edit it out. Everything she did was so funny. And I think there were a lot of moments like that, a lot of really neat discoveries. I think the message, if there is any, and again, it's a comedy. We weren't, you know, going in, it's not, you know, it wasn't a big, heavy movie with a message. But if there is one, it is that it's okay to wait for the love of your life, and that love and relationships are kind of more important than anything else. And that would probably be it. And if it gets people to vote, that's very important. If people can take away one thing, is that they're politically active. no, that was not. Hmm. Well, I've always enjoyed Peter Sellers and Monty Python, and not just because I'm sitting in London do I say these things. I like Steve Martin growing up, Bill Cosby, going back, Buster Keaton, Billy Wilder, that sort of thing, Marx Brothers, you, my cameraman, Lamp, I don't know. It's there isn't one type of comedy that makes me laugh. There's a lot of different types of things that make me laugh and that I appreciate.